Hello everyone, good evening or good afternoon, wherever you are. Welcome to the Lightning Talk session. Thanks Cicillo for introducing. Let's try to do this a bit more live than we did before. So this is some live video from my box here, and we'll be live in the channel, so you can ask questions and we can hopefully interact with that live. Okay, so without further ado, who's talking today? We've got six Lightning Talks lined up. Let's hope we can get this in time and without any technical difficulties. We got Dante, we got Zarper, we got Svante with two talks, and we got myself. And then Marek, I'm showing a bit more, deeming a bit more about the WebAssembly story. Let's start with Dante and Starmath ongoing work. He was asking me to present the slides and talk over them, but I think he's going to be around in the Matrix chat for any questions. Okay. So, right, so what has been done so far for LibreOffice 7.1? HTML, mostly MathML, a color support, better parsing, better export, and some work around syntax highlighting there. Specifically for 7.1, the all load of HTML colors and RGB colors and MathML are now supported by quite a bit of work in the parsers and also on the export side. You see the classes that have been extended. So what is possible now? It can import all CSS4 colors, which goes beyond the standard, which only mandates CSS1. Can import the hex syntax, like this RRGGBB stuff, and the simple one, the RGB single character one. And it can parse and eat color names with some fixed lookup list there. And it can also export that back again. For import, there was some problems with entities, with a slightly simplistic parser was just falling flat on its face. So that's now fixed as well. It's now using a different parser with a fake DTD file. So with that, actually, bottom line, what it does, it can load more MathML documents from the wild, even if they are slightly ill-formed, and lots of automated tests that to keep that working going forward. Again, some quote pointers there where that happened in the slides. Going forward, custom HTML and MathML, that's in the works for 7.2, so that's not yet shipped in the latest version, that's on master only. What it does is pretty much round-tripping what's imported. As I said, it's not done yet, and some tests, writing tests, are still open and left to do. Last but not least, syntax highlighting. That's also still in the works, planned for 7.2. Patches are still in Garrett. So that actually, while you write in the MathML code editor, not the visual editor, but the code editor. You get syntax highlighting, node by node, and per token. Still some work left to do there around highlighting errors and operators that are more than one character. And how to get there once this is merged can be activated, deactivated in the math settings. Right. So what else is left there? Quite a bunch of work items, to-do items beyond what was mentioned. I suspect Dante would be glad for any help there. But by and large, to get the star math into something that is much more usable, much more accessible, much nicer to the user and more capable and feature rich. There's nice things like chemistry stuff. Adding some LaTeX features and markup there, and much more. So stay tuned, and thanks a lot, Dante, for giving us this update and working on that. Really quite appreciate it. Great. So next one up is Sarper, who recorded his own video. So without further ado, let's go over to his talk about physics-based animation effects.
Hi, I'm Svante Schubert. I might look like an outlaw, but I'm your local sheriff. Me, Regina Hansel, Michael Stahl, are your local supporters of the ODFDC, the branch of the TDF in the OASIS Society. So we are working on ODF features, and we need your help, and we would like to provide you with help like in priority handling on a problem. So before I start and get into detail, let's get straight right what is a what is an ODF feature. So an ODF feature is everything that an ODF editor can add, change, and delete. So most of all, it can be everything that's being saved to an ODF document. This is like a paragraph, an image, a table, characters, and for instance, styles like a boat style, which is dependent on some of the above. And from a developer perspective, these features are added to LibreOffice. Like the product manager might say, oh, we have now the new bold feature. And of course, they are in the source code as well, because of course it's been generated from the source code, the LibreOffice application. And the features exist in the test documents, okay, on the common documents. And because these are the implementations, they obviously exist as well in the blueprint, the ODF specification and its grammar of the XML. And because it's a blueprint, there are more than one open source. There are many, like numeric, also represented in the ODFTC side of Microsoft. And we all have a problem here because some features are coming very late to ODFTC, and it might be our fault, and we need some help here. Like there's one feature, Style Shadow, that's been added as a request in 2013, and last Monday we discussed it. And what's the problem? Well, there's a certain extra namespace because you're not allowed to use the common ODF XML namespaces XML unless it's a standard. So it's like a hand-egg problem here, and we have double work. You added this feature in 2013, and now when it's a standard, you have to remove it and replace the prefix with a correct one. So can this be done better? Yes, I think so. So here's my suggestion. My idea is we are adding some priority handling for new features of ODF. We are going to review the XML and review the spec wording and give like a methodology or some cooking recipe, how it can be done. It has to be worked out. And we are